Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you today. We worship you. We lift our hearts to you. We open our minds to hear from you. And we're so blessed. All of these different scriptures all this week that you have your ears open to our voices and that you're speaking to us. And we thank you for it with all of our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Keith.
Yes, sir.
This has been good.
It has.
I'm reminded of Deuteronomy 30:19. In fact, let's take a look at that right quick, and then we'll go back to John chapter 10. The Lord's had me spending a lot of time in this.
Mm-hmm.
I call heaven and earth record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you choose life that both you and your seed may live,
mm-hmm.
that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice.
Mm-hmm.
That you may obey His voice.
Right.
I hear Him saying, I've already made my choice. I've chosen to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I've chosen to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll choose life,
mm-hmm.
and if you'll choose the blessing,
mm-hmm.
you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
But you have to make the choice, don't you?
That's exactly right.
I mean, that's laid before you, brother. I mean, that's life right there.
Yes, sir.
He said, that you may cleave to Him, for He is your life. He is the length of your days.
Yes, sir.
So He's offering all this.
Yeah.
He's already made His choice. When you come and say, well, I choose, He's not going to say, no, I don't want nothing to do with you. I was talking to those other people over there.
Right.
No. Jesus said, anyone that comes unto me, I will for no reason cast out. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll open and I will come in.
Yes, sir.
Any man can hear the voice of God.
That's right.
Anybody can choose.
That's exactly right. That's up to us. Hallelujah.
That's good news.
It's excellent.
I mean,
news.
That's gospel, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's get back over there now to John 10:10, where Jesus is talking about this.
Yes, sir, what you're saying, Jesus has revealed Himself to us as our good shepherd. And Psalm 23. You know, He leads me, He leads us, and He feeds us and protects us. And in order to be led of the shepherd, in order to follow, you're going to have to hear Him. Just like the natural shepherd would lead out and call the sheep to follow him, and he'd call them by name. If they couldn't hear him, they couldn't follow. And so he affirms to us, and this is the word of God. This is the truth. Verse 3 says, the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And verse 4, he puts forth his own sheep, goes before him, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He said it again in verse 14. He said it again in other places. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Now, nothing of the struggle that so many describe is mentioned here.
Mm-mm.
People talk about, well, you know, the things of God. I'm not that spiritual, I guess. I'm not like this one or that. I'm not a prophet. I'm not a preacher. I'm not this and that. And the implication is you can't really clearly, specifically know what the Lord is saying to you.
These are sheep, man.
All of us. If you're born again, this is yours.
Yeah.
This is yours.
Yeah.
So we need to say it again. I'm His sheep.
I am His sheep.
I know His voice.
I know His voice.
He leads me.
He leads me.
And I follow Him.
And I follow Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He knows my name.
He knows my name.
I'm His and He's mine.
Yes.
And He knows my name.
He calls my name and I hear Him and I know it's Him calling my name because I know His voice.
But you have to be listening for it.
You do.
We talked about this earlier in the week. I'm climbing out. Keith is a jet pilot, and we both had to learn this the same way. You had to learn that you trust these gauges. You can't trust your feelings. Mm-hmm. You get in the clouds. You can't see outside.
Right.
Your feelings go kind of nutty, mm-hmm. and you get vertigo or something. And you trust the instruments in the airplane. But you have a bigger trust than that. You're trusting that controller mm-hmm. because he sees the whole sky. Mm-hmm. He's looking at that radar scope, and he sees all that traffic. Mm-hmm. He sees all those people, and you're listening for one number. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And that number is your name.
That's right.
And when he calls that number, you snap to,
yeah.
and you hear what very explicit instructions.
Yes, sir.
Climb and maintain 17,000.
Right.
Turn left to a heading of 250.
Right. Yes, sir.
And contact center mm-hmm. on whatever the frequency is.
Right.
Very explicit instructions. Now, why are the instructions so explicit? To keep you from killing your dumb self, man.
Or somebody else, yeah. Exactly right.
And that's why he's doing this for us now.
Right.
To keep us in his life.
Yes,
keep
sir.
Us in his flow.
Right.
He's got people out there fouling up all over the place, mm-hmm. and he's guiding you through the storms. He's guiding you. He's putting you... I'll tell you what I did. I took off out here one day, and I was headed to New York. And... And coming out of this high-density area in Fort Worth, usually about the same thing. First altitude, you're going to get 3,000. Mm. And the next one's going to be 8, and the next one's going to be 11 or 17. Mm. And then by that time, they've got you out and on center, and you're going on up the higher mm-hmm. altitude. Well, I'm just flying along, just doing what they tell me to do. And the guy told me to climb and maintain 17,000. I said, Roger that. We're out of wherever I was, 17,000. And just as plain, right in here, the Lord said, why didn't that upset you? I said, what? He said, why didn't that upset you? I said, what are you talking about? He said, you filed for whatever it was, 41,000 mm-hmm. or whatever I'd filed. I said, yeah. He said, you only got 17.
Right.
I said, Lord, I'll get 41.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, right now, he can see all the traffic in the sky. And I could tell what he's thinking to say to me. And he said, well, why don't you give me the same honor and respect that you give that controller? He yeah. said, you just gripe and complain about you hadn't got this and you hadn't yeah. got that. He said, Kenneth, I got shoe salesmen out here preaching. I got people I call to preach that are selling shoes.
Yeah.
He said, they're going in every which direction, but you're listening to me.
Yeah.
And if you keep listening to me, he said, I'll protect you. I'll see that everything right. I promised you comes to pass. Yeah. He said, just relax, son. You're going to get there.
My
Keith, it just opened up the universe to me.
Trust him.
Oh, just trust
yes,
him.
Yes.
How simple that is.
That's great.
Now, that was my shepherd talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
If somebody called you on the phone, even if it's a bad connection, there are people... that the first word out of their mouth, you know who they are.
You know exactly who it is, yeah.
I mean, they hadn't said, this is so-and-so. You don't even know what they're talking about. One word. And you, even if it's a scratchy, bad connection, you know immediately and you're not debating about it. You're sure it's them.
Yeah.
And why? Because you've heard that voice a lot. You've heard that voice happy, sad, mad. You've heard that voice through all kinds of circumstances. And you come to know that voice. And that's what the Lord was dealing with me. I talked about yesterday when I was first getting direction about the ministry. He said, find out what I've already said to you. And I didn't know what he was doing. But he was getting me familiar with his voice.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
And I'm, even though it's different human authors,
this is His voice.
All the way through.
Yes, it is.
Even though it's different human vessels, it is exactly the same voice.
Yes, it is.
In every page. If you want to hear from God, it's not complicated. Pull out your Bible, go to any page, and say, Lord, speak to me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Just start reading it.
And start reading.
And it is the same voice. Well, what His plan is for you to get so familiar with His voice through the Word that He can speak to you about personal things that might not be exactly in the Scriptures, direction for life and ministry. And I mean, you may not find the name of the person you're supposed to marry in there, what state to live in, or all those kind of things. But He wants to tell you that, and it'll sound just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll, a stranger's voice you don't know, that is strange to you. And you know, don't get confused. I don't care if somebody says they're a prophet or a prophetess, or if somebody's supposed to be a great spiritual person. If they say something to you, they prophesy something to you, if it doesn't bear witness with you on the inside, if you hear it and it sounds strange to you and you think, whoa, where'd that come from? What is that? What? I don't even know what that means. Do not ignore that and just do something because somebody said they heard from God.
Just take it. Set it right up on
the
shelf.
That's right. That's right.
Say, Lord, now I'm not all that sure about this.
Right.
So I'm turning this over to you.
Right.
And if you have something to say to me about this, fine.
Right.
But until then, I'm not touching that.
Exactly. Because if it's the Spirit of God through them, that's the same Spirit you have in
you. Yes, sir. And He'll let you know, too.
You know His voice.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to be strange and unfamiliar to you. It's going to be familiar to you. You know that.
I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was preaching there for Sheridan Assembly, you know. And that great church there in Tulsa where Brother Hagin mm-hmm. started the camp meeting.
Right,
and
right.
Brother Mountain had invited me to preach there, and I had been there for a couple of days up to this time. I was in downtown Tulsa, and I was just walking along the street, and the Word of the Lord came to me. I stopped on the corner right there next to a signal line and just listened to Him. And He's talking to me about some very specific direction that I was supposed to do about some things and this and this and this. And got right down to the end of it. And I heard something that I didn't quite like the last part of that. And I wasn't sure one way or the other, but I really was not happy with that. I just really wasn't all that comfortable about it. I stood there a minute. I said, Lord, I'm uncomfortable with that last phrase of that mm-hmm. I heard from you. And with all respect and honor, sir, I don't believe I'm going to act on any of this until that last part of that's settled up in me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's fine. So I went on about my business and I went back to my room where I was staying. And I got before the Lord preparing for that evening service that night. And I said, what about that, Lord? And He said, let me show you something here. He said, now this is My voice.
Mm-hmm.
And He said to me, now He said, now this is the voice of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and He gave me the Scripture where it was crosswise of it.
Okay.
He said He stepped in and tried to mimic me.
He's a deceiver.
And and He asked me, He said, have you ever seen a person that is an impersonator?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, boy, they sound just exactly like
right.
so-and-so.
Right.
But then so-and-so walks up and they right. didn't sound anything like them. Now, they had some copycat
right.
things and going, and they know they don't sound exactly like them. But as long as you only heard one of them at a time,
right.
then it resembled the other one closely enough, and that's That's the reason those spirits are called familiar spirits.
Exactly.
They bring up things that are familiar about that person.
Right.
And you just think that's probably who that was. Mm-hmm. And he'll try to do you that way with God.
But the impersonator would only sound convincing to someone that didn't know that person very well.
You got it. And that's what right. stopped me in the street there. I just didn't like that. I didn't like the way it sounded. It sounded like it was crosswise with the scripture. And then when I got, he'd only twisted it just a little bit. And
that's how he does.
And when the Lord undid that last part there, and I saw what he said to
me,
oh man, I just went to praising God and.
Thank you, Lord.
And I might add, every bit of it came to pass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I would have been off track just enough and got my eye on that last part of that thing, and then somewhere down the line, confusion would have gotten in all this other.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be off very much, Keith.
Right. Right.
And you foul it up.
Exactly. Just a few degrees off over long distance.
But don't ever think you're going to upset God by saying,
no.
Sir.
No.
If it's all the same to you, I'd like to have scripture on that, please, before I get any deeper into this.
That's your safeguard, because all of us have to begin at the beginning without all this knowledge and experience of God. We're learning, and that's why he took you to the Word. That's what he did with me.
Yeah.
Go to the Word, because the more ignorant you are of the Word, the less familiar you are with the genuine.
And then you can be led by dreams and voices and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And you don't need to be doing that.
No.
You need to be here.
Exactly. But the more familiar you are with the Word, the harder you are to trick.
Oh, yeah.
It gets harder and harder to trick you, because the enemy will bring up something and you know that contradicts these three verses. And he'll try to do something else. And, you know, Jesus... If anybody would have been qualified to just say, hey, I know the voice of the Father, and that's it, he would have said that. But when the enemy was pushing him, trying to trick him, even quoting scriptures trying to trick him, Jesus came back to, it is written.
Every time.
It is written. It is written.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Mm. And that made him impervious to the trickery of the devil trying to mislead him with the Bible.
Well, that's big, isn't
it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's
it just
so
didn't.
Big.
The devil got no traction with him. He was able to make no headway with him.
And anytime, let me tell you this. Anytime you think, now wait a minute. I don't know about that. You come right back over here to right where Jesus was talking here, and you just say to him, now, sir. You said right here, I know your voice.
Right.
And I'm not acting on this. I'm not doing one thing about that until I know what you said in your Word about it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
and I'm intending to know, and I'm intending to hear. And I give you my commitment and my word when I know I will act on it.
Yes, sir.
I will get it done.
Right.
Man, listen. Yeah. You're after God's own heart when you start doing it.
Exactly.
Because this is the most precious thing there is to Him.
Right. Right.
In the beginning was the Word.
Mm.
It didn't say in the beginning was God. It said in the beginning was the Word.
Right.
And the Word was with God.
Right.
And the Word was God.
Yes.
The same in the beginning.
Yes.
With God. I mean, man.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory.
People who decide, I want to be spiritual, I want to know God, I want to be led by God, hear God, the enemy then, he can shift tactics to try to mislead them with spiritual things.
Yeah.
And the thing a lot of young Christians don't realize is just because it's spiritual and real, that doesn't make it God.
That's right.
That's confusing to people, because they think, well, it's real and it's spiritual. Well, that may be, but it doesn't make it God. I had a fellow This has been a few years ago now. He was telling me he was not accepting something I was teaching because he was describing this visitation he had. And he saw a being in white and told him these things. And as he was saying it, now sometimes people tell stories and they just imagine something or ate something bad, had a bad dream. But while he was saying it, the Lord quickened to me, he did see that. He did have that experience, but it wasn't me. And I began to try to share the word with him, and he wouldn't accept it because he had this experience. He had heard these things. He had seen these things. And because it had really happened and it was real, to him, that equated it was God. And that's the big mistake. That's what the enemy's counting on. We should be so word-based, so Bible-anchored that I don't care if a 20-member ensemble angel choir comes through your ceiling tomorrow and sings an amazing message with a light show.
It is not my will to heal you at this time, but the time is coming, you shall rejoice. No, man, that's a lie.
And I don't care how much Elizabethan English is used or King James,
if
it contradicts one half of one verse in here, you reject
Get
it.
Get away from it.
You laugh at it. You say no. No, the Word says. Hallelujah. It is written. That's how Jesus handled the trickery of the enemy, trying to mislead him. And that's how we handle it too.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't you love it?
I love it.
Isn't it just wonderful?
It's so wonderful.
Oh my goodness. Praise God. We're out of time, and we'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.